The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world. NBA playoffs underway. Golden State Warriors with that gaudy 73-9 record and a game one victory, but not without getting a little dinged up. Steph Curry is questionable for game two. But on another note, just another dominating performance from the Golden State Warriors. And I think we should have expected that, to be honest with you. The Houston Rockets are not very good. Other things going on in the world of sports, too. There's baseball happening, as we all know, in full throttle. I know Jeff Rich is excited about that as I welcome in my tag team partner in crime. What's going on, man?
You know, I'm actually paying attention to the NBA playoffs. You know, in one breath, I want to say you see a team like Houston in the playoffs, and they're not in Golden State's league, though few teams are. Then on the other hand, you see a 7 seed knock off a 2 at home in game 1 in the Eastern Conference. So a little bit of parity in the playoffs, whether we see it clearly or not.
Yeah, the Pacers obviously do get it done. Toronto, one of those teams known for kind of slipping up in the first round. It happened once again. Anyways, we're going to get into it. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few, everybody.
Finishing a basement is a great way to add living space economically. I'm Danny Lipfer with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about getting started the right way right after this.
You know what's true and what's not. And what's true is that the best laid plans need the strongest tools. And no tool has been up for more challenges than True Temper. These lawn and garden tools live up to their name again and again. Refined, perfected, strong, and durable. Innovative tools since 1808. You know what you need to get the job done. You and a tool that is absolutely true. True Temper.
Lots of homeowners dream of using that extra space in the basement for a game room, a home theater, or entertaining space, but it's important to correct any moisture issues first. In other words, stop the leaks before you make improvements. You can tell if moisture is coming into your basement by taping a small piece of clear plastic to the wall or floor and then watching it for a few days. The amount of fog or condensation will tell you what's getting in. Even if there isn't a real big problem in your basement, it's a good idea to seal those masonry walls and floor with a waterproofing material. Many formulas do several jobs at once, so you can buy one product to serve as a waterproofer, primer coat, and top coat. Some even include additives to prevent the growth of mold and mildew on their surfaces. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
The kitchen, that's home. I know that's like my grandma cooked, my mom cooked. I cook. Chocolate bread pudding and souffles and banana bread. I make a lot of banana bread because the baby likes bananas. So we always have bananas in the house.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Boosler for 10, and Curry, oh my goodness, from about 5 feet beyond the arc. Curry now with three threes. He's five away from 400. Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Bad pass, Green quickly ahead to Iguodala. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good. Bullet pass, Curry finishes. What a look from Andre Iguodala. Old-fashioned way as Curry does it. 400 three-pointers in a season. Just another milestone in this breathtaking season for Stephen Curry.
Everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Steph Curry, man, just like a video game, to be honest with you. The other day I'm watching, and he hits like 3 three-pointers in a matter of maybe 15, 20 seconds. A total game changer, if you will, Jeff.
He is. I mean, he's a good player. He makes that team what it is. You know, with his injury, and Kerr put him back on the floor yesterday, so I doubt there's any amount of severity to the injury, even though they're talking about erring on the side of caution for game two. And they're playing the Houston Rockets. They could probably beat the Houston Rockets without Steph Curry. But just theoretically, like, how good is this team without him if they have to play, maybe a second-round series without him?
Look, I think if you take anybody's best player away, it changes things. We all know that. So, but truth be told, I agree with you. I don't think they need him against Houston. So if it comes down to, you know, this ankle kind of has been there all year long. When you think about it, he's tweaked it a couple few times. So, when push comes to shove, if you're asking me, I would say resting him for game two is a heck of a great option, to be honest with you, because chances of you losing to Houston, even without Steph Curry on the floor, I think are slim to none, to be honest with you, Jeff.
I really do, too. I think the playoffs are too deep. Yeah, and it varies from year to year, but I think the playoffs are too deep. Yeah, this is a Houston team that belongs nowhere near a tournament that determines a league champion.
I mean, look, the bottom line is they were not a good basketball team all year long. And if you think that they can just turn it on in the playoffs, I think you're sorely mistaken, to be honest with you. But
would you say that J.B. Bickerstaff is in over his head with this team? That there's just, that it's just headed for a wall and there's no pumping the brakes?
Oh, I think it's clear to see that there's no direction with this Houston Rocket basketball team. And you know what? Kevin McHale got the short end of the stick with this whole thing. Let's not forget, he brought that team to the Western Conference Finals. I mean, you know, it's kind of crazy when you think about coaching and how things work. You know, George Karl, let's just bring that in the mix. He didn't do well in Sacramento. for several reasons, and mainly because of DeMarcus Cousins, if you ask me. The guy has a great pedigree for winning in the NBA, but yet he can't win with that young group of kids. And it has nothing to do with George Karl and everything to do with those players, if you ask me.
Well, in that same breath, would you say that LeBron James is almost the burden that would not be worthwhile if he just wasn't so extraordinary on the floor, even at the age of 31? I mean, it gets to a point where if you're the Miami Heat, everything worked out well. But if you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, it almost feels like LeBron James is more trouble than it's worth. I mean, we've seen David Blatt go away. You know, Ty Lue has a lot of time left on that contract, and it doesn't really seem like he's reaching this team either. I mean, I think that the yin and the yang is imbalanced a little bit when you talk about player egos versus coaches being able to handle them.
Look, I think LeBron James is worth whatever problems or headaches he's going to give you. I hate to say it.
But you understand the road I'm going down with that.
Yeah, I do, but you said it yourself in the next breath. When you have that type of athleticism and that type of drive and that type of killer instinct, I think you give the guy a pass, to be honest with you. And I want that guy on my team. I don't know about you, but I want that guy on my team, Jeff.
Yeah. Any surprises in the Boston-Atlanta series or the Oklahoma City-Dallas series to date?
You know what? I think that, look, Dallas is outmatched, too. Let's be honest. You know, that was embarrassing. I feel bad for Dirk Nowitzki. He's going to have to go out in kind of a bad way. I don't know if he's done this year or next year, whenever. But truth be told, they've got a very old team. And the fact that they made the playoffs in general is somewhat surprising. And I think you have to give them credit for that because they don't have a basketball team to go out there and compete with Oklahoma City at all.
No, you know, I mean, part of me wants to think that this is Oklahoma City kind of waking up for the playoffs and maybe
yeah.
got a third leg in that seemingly two-legged race in the NBA Western Conference between San Antonio and Golden State. But, there are people that told me, I filled out a bracket and shared it with some of my friends on social media the other day. And, I had somebody suggest that Dallas knocks off Oklahoma City, and I think that's, other than Houston over Golden State, that's probably the most unlikely upset in these playoffs.
Look, I'd say Portland has a better shot of beating the Clippers than either one of those two. And I don't necessarily think they have a shot to beat the Clippers either. But if you're just looking at players and what they've accomplished this year, I think the Blazers would be the team that potentially could go out there and scrape up a victory or two against the Clippers and make that a somewhat interesting series.
Let me ask you something. Am I letting small sample sizes, some of these upsets that the Portland Trailblazers pulled off this season, am I letting that get to my head and thinking maybe they can they're the team in the Western Conference that gives Golden State the best series? I mean, we've seen them blow out Cleveland. We see, we did see them take down San Antonio. I believe they beat Golden State at one point. So is this a team that I'm just getting way too excited about over, stepping up to the occasion when the opposing team has the giant bullseye on their backs?
Look, I think they somewhat overachieved, to be honest with you. The Blazers, for a while they weren't in the playoffs, and then all of a sudden they got themselves in a position to make the playoffs. But like Scott said, I truthfully believe the same thing. The only one that can beat Golden State is Golden State. I mean, it's almost damn near impossible to think that they're going to go cold for two or three and even four games. That's unbelievable. It's at this point, I haven't seen it all year, so there's nothing in my mind that tells me that that's going to happen. So truth be told, I agree. The only team that can beat Golden State is Golden State. And for that thought, how cool is it for Steve Kerr? He not only played on that Bulls team that won 72 games and set the record back in the day of 95-96, but he now coached the team that broke that record. Talk about being the right guy in the right place, Jeff.
You know, right guy, right place, right time has a lot to do with it, too. I mean, you know, you could look at the career progression from when he was a player and put Robert Horry next to him. And I think that every year after the Bad Boys run was over and Chicago kind of took over the league for about a half a decade, I think you could look at those rosters. And I think that you're going to see Steve Kerr or Robert Horry's name on each and every one of them for like 15 years or something like that, because they played on the Rockets, the Bulls, the Spurs. And, you know, Kerr has the luck of this roster being built. We don't give Bob Myers any credit for what he's done with Golden State, but, you know, Steve Kerr certainly, you know, both sides of history, it's really impressive.
Absolutely. On the other side, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. I believe he's in Florida, so we're going to track him down and find out what's going on with him. Obviously, we're going to talk baseball, but it is playoff hockey time, so we're going to have to get into that. And San Jose has gotten out of the gate really, really solid so far, up 2-0 on L.A. We'll get into some of those things as well. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can get involved, 1-800-878-7867. 888-346-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at @DorfoneSports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Going to go out to the phones, hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who is on assignment in Florida right now. John, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
No complaints. We are in the Valley of the Sun. Been a little bit windy here, I guess, so if there's anything to complain about, me being a tennis pro makes it a little bit more difficult to go out there and enjoy yourself, but we still have those 80-degree temperatures and sunny skies and really not a lot to complain about, John, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm sitting here in Florida, a long ways from Toronto, where it's still probably a little bit chilly, but 79 Fahrenheit here in Naples today. So a little bit of a breeze, which is kind of nice to take away some of that humidity. But all in all, better than being in the cool of Canada in mid-April.
Hey, I know you're there for baseball and whatnot, but we have really kind of shied away from NHL hockey this year for one reason or another. It's just kind of hasn't been that huge of a topic for us. However, it is playoff hockey time, and it's been interesting, to say the least, with how things have started. A couple teams up 2-0, a couple teams are tied at 1-1. So what are you seeing from the first round of the NHL playoffs that kind of is sparking you or hitting your eyes?
Well, I guess I've seen a couple of things that are predictable and a couple of things that perhaps we didn't see coming, and maybe even a couple of things that were there for those of us to see that follow the game on a fairly regular basis. But I guess the one that the public is probably looking at, perhaps the non-serious hockey fan is looking at and wondering just what's happening, is the San Jose Sharks being up 2-0 on the LA Kings.
Yeah.
L.A. led the Pacific Division for most of the year, were pipped at the post by Anaheim with that great run the Ducks had at the end of the season. But to those of us that follow the game, probably not a huge surprise for a couple of reasons. A couple of years ago, the Kings got themselves down 3-0 to San Jose and then came back and won 4 straight. And we all know what happened there in 2014. The Kings came back and won the Stanley Cup. The second factor is that San Jose not only had the best road record in the NHL this year with 28 wins away from San Jose, they were also a sub-500 team at home. So if I were the Kings, yeah, I'd be disappointed about losing 2 games in L.A., but given history and given what the San Jose Sharks have done at home this year, I don't think I'd be too despondent going up the coast down 2 games. So still a lot to be played in that series. We saw a couple of bad goals yesterday, one against Philadelphia by Washington and one very questionable goal by the Dallas Stars, which turned the game around yesterday against Minnesota. I looked at the replay several times. I thought the NHL got the call wrong. I thought the referee had it right on the ice that it was no goal. However, it was counted and it turned the game around. In the other series, most of them have gone pretty much the way that we thought they would. Pittsburgh and the Rangers are two pretty close teams. They're tied after 2 games. Same thing with Florida and the Islanders. Anaheim and Nashville might have been a little bit of a surprise, with Anaheim playing so well at the end of the season and then Nashville going in to Anaheim on Friday night and getting that first win. And perhaps the tone was set very easily there when James Neal scored 35 seconds into the game. I think it sort of took the crowd right out of the game and let the Ducks know that they did in fact have an opponent on the ice rather than just walking over them. So it's been very interesting, and of course that almost annual battle now between St. Louis and Chicago, two really good close games, two hard-fought games. They now go back to the United Center in Chicago for a Sunday afternoon game tied at 1. So some surprises, some things that were very predictable, but that's playoff hockey as we all have come to know.
Yeah.
Hey, John, let me ask you a question from the home front, and this kind of might help us transition to Major League Baseball. Don Maloney, appointed by the NHL when the Coyotes were without ownership as the GM, seemed like he built a pretty good team. Seems like the team's going in the right direction. He's let go after they missed the playoffs for the, I believe it's the third straight season. You know, does this remind you at all of, you know, how MLB stayed the course with Omar Minaya and the Montreal Expos before, you know, before they relocated to Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, there are some similarities there. I hadn't thought about it in that mode, but I think you're right in terms of making the comparison, Jeff. I think you and I had an offline chat about this a few days ago when the Maloney news came down, and at the time my comment was that I thought it was very unfair. I thought this guy had done a real good job in holding something very fragile together in a non-hockey market through a lot of uncertainty in where they were going to play, how long they were going to play, trying to attract good quality players to go and play for the Coyotes when it was hard to know where the future was going to be. I don't disagree with the fact that they've held on to Dave Tippett. I've always thought that Dave Tippett was a great coach and he deserves to stay, but I think Maloney being let go was a huge mistake, and I have a feeling that the Coyotes are going to have a tough time finding somebody to come back and do the same job at the same quality levels with that team, and I don't think Maloney will be unemployed for long. I think he's earned his stripes.
You know, speaking of tough seasons and whatnot, and I think maybe this is what Jeff was alluding to, the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-8 right now, currently in the cellar of the National League West. So far, I mean, I've watched a couple of games. They're not very good, to be quite honest with you. And I don't know if it all has to do with A.J. Pollock. Zach Greinke has looked bad, and I'm probably being nice on that when I speak of him. I guess I'm just wondering if they really thought that this was going to be a team that could go out there and compete for this division and a World Series at this point, because truth be told, I'm not seeing any evidence of that on the field from what I've seen, John.
Well, we've talked about this a couple of times, and I think I've said right from the get-go that I didn't think Arizona was as good a team as they had showed in the spring. And let's face it, they had an excellent spring. I think they were the second best team in the Cactus League, and I believe the second best National League record in terms of spring training overall. I've always thought that the Diamondbacks were making great progress. They're certainly signing good players, but I still think talent-wise they're behind the Dodgers, they're behind the Giants. I thought it might become a three-team race this year with those three teams as opposed to just the Giants and the Dodgers battling it out by themselves. But clearly the Pollock injury is a huge setback to them, especially after they had traded some of their extra outfielders in order to try and strengthen the team elsewhere. And to your point, the Greinke signing so far, and hey, we're only three or four starts into the season for a team's ace, but he has been underwhelming, I guess, is perhaps the best way to put it, in your terms being kind. I don't see the Diamondbacks being a 4-8 team for long, but I still don't see them being a playoff team or a postseason team when we get to the end of September. I think they're building in the right direction, but I still think there's a lot more work to be done there than perhaps management wanted to admit publicly. And when they made the comment last week about the media putting pressure on Greinke, while it was perhaps true, I think it was grasping at straws a little bit as well.
You know, I look at the Cubs, and, you know, they haven't seemed to falter anyway at all from their injuries, and a key one at that. The Cubs are 9-2. They're atop their division. How do you feel about them moving forward?
Well, I think we've all felt that the Cubs were a good, strong team. They've been built the right way. They've got good leadership. It appears that ownership and management has committed to stay the course with this group, and signing some of the free agents that they've signed, specifically Jason Hayward, I think is a huge step forward. Getting Dexter Fowler back to add some solid defense in center field certainly hasn't hurt them. And their pitching staff, if everybody pitches up to their capabilities and even just has an average season on a per-player basis, this is going to be a team that's going to be there at the end of the year. They're getting a little bit of a break right now in the fact that neither the Cardinals nor the Pirates are playing as well as we all know that those two teams can play. I don't think any of us thought that Cincinnati would be in second place 2 weeks into the season, but as we've said dozens of times, it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. The cream always rises to the top, and before we get to the end of August, I fully expect to see St. Louis and Pittsburgh back in that race with the Cubs. I don't expect to be sitting here in August looking at the Cubs with a 3 or a 4 game lead. I think it's going to be a lot closer than that.
Hey, John, I hear the music. That means we're up against it. Really appreciate you taking time out with us from Florida, not in Canada this week. So enjoy your time, and we'll catch up with you next week.
My pleasure as always. I'll still be here in Florida next week, so be able to give you an update on what's been happening down in baseball down here.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us, doing a great job. He's on assignment this week. He's in Florida taking in some baseball. So keep it close, everybody. On the other side, Jeff Rich and I will get back into breaking down the world of sports like we were just doing. But now we're going to do maybe some more basketball and go around it a little bit more because that's how we like to do it here. But anyways, keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Get a whole lot more for a whole lot less at Burger King. Introducing our new 5 for $4 deal. Just $4 gets you a flame-grilled bacon cheeseburger, 4 tender and crispy chicken nuggets, small golden french fries, a small drink, and a cookie. That's just $4 for more flamey, more meaty, more cheesy, more crispy, more goldeny, more desserty, and more fizzy Burger King goodness. The new 5 for $4 deal. What are you waiting for? Go get it. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Ah, the sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We are here to celebrate greatness. For 20 years, excellence for 20 years.
The other forward for the final time, number 24 on the floor, 5-time world champion, Kobe Bryant.
Kobe, number 2.
Well, they're playing some, there's no doubt about it.
Kobe to the basket.
Oh, pretty.
and one.
Kobe.
Oh,
gets a two.
Oh, boy.
Four in a row for Bryant. Look at Kobe. Give me the ball. Feeling it. Firing.
Oh,
got them all. Final minute 30. Bryant from 14. Has 53. Unbelievable stuff tonight.
Bryant for three.
Got them all.
Here they have a chance.
The Lakers down one. Will Kobe give them one last gamer? Bryant on the move with the jumper.
He got it!
Oh, my! 58 points! And the Lakers lead! Here's Bryant, two free throws for 60. He has six 60-point games in his career. 60. And the Lakers close out Kobe Bryant's career with a win and one of the great farewell performances in any sport.
In case you didn't know, that was a lot of sound from the other night, the final game of Kobe Bryant's NBA career. And I'll tell you what. I actually thought it was a heck of a performance. I know the guy put up 50 shots. He went 5 of 20 from three-point land. But during the final minutes of that ball game, it was kind of like he turned the clock back, and he did put that team on his shoulders, and he did will the victory. I'll be honest. The 60 points would have been great and everything, but the win kind of made it a little bit more special, if you ask me, Jeff. And I know it was, you know what, there was some Matador defense being played there quite a bit on Kobe Bryant. But with that being said, one hell of a performance. Like Mike Tirico said, one of the best performances you'll ever see from a guy playing in his final game of his career. Impressive, but yet at the same time, we know that the defense was not as great as it could have been. But again, one hell of a performance from a guy who's on his way out, 60 in his final game, and a victory for his team.
You know, the Jazz were eliminated from the playoffs about 20 minutes before that game tipped off last Wednesday.
Yes.
So they're a little deflated to begin with.
With that being said, they came out and they got up and they were up double digits. And I'll tell you what, it was anything but looking good for the Los Angeles Lakers going into the second half.
Yeah, you know, it would have been really bad if Kobe would have put up like 48 or 50 and his team would have lost. So getting the W was a big deal. You know, they had to compete. You know, they had the greatest player playing in his final game, you know, one of the greatest players to ever play the game, playing in his final game. And unfortunately, you can't even feature it on your air if you're ESPN, because you have a team chasing history against the Memphis Grizzlies back home at Roracle.
Right. But with that being said, Jeff, I personally think Kobe stole the show. The Golden State Warriors were winning by so many points that it really didn't matter. You didn't really have to watch that.
And that made it a good night for Kobe, because you were able to abandon Golden State. You knew they had the game in hand. You thought the Jazz had the game in hand, to be quite honest about it. And then the Lakers make a surge there at the end of the third quarter. I thought it was funny. I thought that he could hit that three and had 40 through three. I had no idea that he was going to finish with 60 after he had 37 after three.
Yeah, I mean, look, he played a lot more minutes than he has. They've been monitoring his minutes quite a bit, but played the first quarter, played the third quarter, and then I believe 6 minutes of each, the second and the fourth quarter, and obviously the final minutes of the game as well, where he went perfect. I mean, I think it was like something like 5 for 5 from the field, 4 of 4 from the regular spots, and then 1 of 1 from three-point land, and literally, I mean, he carried his team, man. He put him on his shoulder. And if you're not a Kobe Bryant fan, look, I think you have to be a fan of greatness, like Magic was saying in that opening statement from the beginning of the segment. The truth is he was one of the greatest players to play this game, and now he's taken on that role of being an ambassador. And I think you've seen how he has grown and matured this season. He knew he was on a team that was just abysmal, a team that had no shot of winning games. I mean, I think they won 17 or something along those lines. But and a lot of this year was all about Kobe, and I get that, and I understand that people think that he's a me guy and he's somewhat selfish. But truth be told, what in the world else were the Lakers playing for this year if it weren't for the swan song and that sending Kobe Bryant out of every single city? Truth be told, there was nothing else for them to play for this year, Jeff. They're terrible.
Yeah, kind of put the blinders on everyone. It kind of allowed everybody to forget that the Lakers, what did they finish with? Was it 18, 19 wins, 20 wins?
I feel like it was 17.
The number was just so far down there, and we had all these smoke screens. We had the Swaggy P and D'Angelo Russell thing. We had the Kobe farewell tour. Meanwhile, Dirk and Timmy Duncan probably playing their last seasons very quietly. The Spurs could get a little louder depending on how far they advance in the postseason, but. I think there's a reason that we look at all this me stuff. I think that these farewell tours are nauseating. I thought it was nauseating when Kareem did it back in the early 90s. So I just throw my hands up in the air. I appreciate the player for what he was, but these farewell tours, I just get fatigued on them very, very quickly. Though I did enjoy the Nike commercial with Kobe, kind of coordinating the orchestra of haters.
Yeah, I mean, you do say something that's kind of interesting, though, with how, excuse me, certain people can go out quietly, and there's certain people that have to go out with all the glitter and all the lights and all the cameras on them and whatnot, and that's Kobe. I mean, in a nutshell, it definitely is Kobe, but 20 years with one team, I mean, that in itself does say a lot, and I think the respect is mutual. He grew up being a Laker fan, and the ultimate dream for him was to play for the Los Angeles Lakers. So when you think about that, living out your childhood dream, it is pretty special. And even if you don't like the guy, it is still something that's pretty special and unique. And you don't see it in sports today at all.
No, the 20 years with one team thing is probably my favorite thing about Kobe Bean Bryant. I was talking on Twitter the other day about how, Shane Doan, the Arizona Coyote, plays a couple more years. He'll probably be the only player in the history of professional sports to play his home games in four different buildings if the, Coyotes get a new arena. But thinking back, that's what I don't have, as a Cleveland fan. I don't have that lifer. I mean, LeBron is probably going to be the closest thing that we've got. But, I mean, you think about the Cleveland Indians and the Cleveland Browns as good as the Indians have been, as much of a, and as existing as the Browns have been, there hasn't been that player that's just been there his entire career that completely gets defined by one team, like a Kobe Bryant, like a Derek Jeter does. So you really appreciate that, but you're only going to see it in the big markets, save maybe the Green Bay Packers going forward.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're forgetting about the Green Bay Packers for sure, because when we find guys or you know what, I'll even go further and you're going to be like, what? But truth be told, there's another two young guys in Milwaukee that want to spend their whole career with the Milwaukee Bucks, and that's Giannis and Jabari Parker. So truth be told is, you know what, if you're in the right situation and everything seems to work out for you the way you want it to work out, well, then you're going to want to stick around. And I disagree in LeBron's case, because truth be told, he's made his mark in Cleveland no matter what. He's a hometown kid. He left Cleveland. He went somewhere to win some titles, and that we all know, in Miami. And then he goes back to Cleveland. So he was a villain. He was loved. He was a villain. And now he's loved again. I mean, there's something that's kind of unique about that as well, Jeff.
You know, it's a little like Pete Rose playing for the Phillies. You know, there's that, you know, you're going to remember him as one, as being a Cincinnati Red his entire career. You know that he ended it that way, you know, not spectacularly by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, actually staying and not having that technicality where you left for a few years, even if you do come back, is really nice because, you know, you can really bookend a nice career by wearing the same jersey that you, you know, that you wore in your first game and your last game.
Yeah. I mean, bottom line is, you know what, Kobe was drafted, was traded, and, you know what, he spent 20 years with the Los Angeles Lakers. And it's kind of like, I honestly, it's hard to believe. Like, those 20 years just flew by when you think about it. I mean, Kobe and I are very similar in age. And, you know, I remember when he just came out. And you knew that this kid had a lot of talent. And he was going to be a special player if he was put in the right situation. You know what? Playing alongside Shaquille O'Neal is a pretty good thing. And then having the ability to take that leadership and then go out and lead other men yourself. I think he had a pretty special career. And I understand the hate. I know that there were some off-court things that happened. And we're not mentioning that at all. And maybe we should to a certain degree. But I'm talking about the guy's basketball career, not necessarily things that happened outside of that arena. Because truth be told, that's all I respect this guy for. And that's all that people ever should respect these athletes for, is what they do in their arena. Because they're just like you and I. They find trouble. Not that we find trouble, but people find trouble. And they're no different than anybody else. The only difference is they're making a lot more money than we are, and they're in a spotlight. So for them to find trouble sometimes is a little bit easier than for us to find trouble, Jeff.
Well, for sure. And, you know, the easiest way to expose someone is to accuse them of a crime. I mean, all you're really doing in a lot of these sex scandals is revealing infidelity and lying about criminal misconduct. Now, I'm not saying all women are lying about, you know, accusing men by any stretch of the imagination, but I just think that when you want to expose that it happened, you might expose it for something that it's not.
Yeah,
and I think that's exactly what happened with Kobe in Colorado. Though I wasn't there, I'm not going to make an official opinion. I'm just saying that that's an extreme possibility in Kobe's case.
Look, the bottom line is when you have a lot of money and you are traveling the world because you play a sport, there's going to be women in every city that are going to be kind of flocking towards you. And you have to do your best to be a man and deny them of any satisfaction at all, to be honest with you. And sometimes guys get a little bit caught and they get in trouble. But truth be told, look, bad situation. We didn't talk much about it because I like to appreciate what was good about this guy, and that was what he did on the basketball floor for the most part. Anyways, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we'll be back to wrap up this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right and this guy's really fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, make an impression and, you know, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Definitely making an impression. I mean, you want to talk about making an impression. Johnny Football has made the wrong impression on just about everybody. And you know what my question, Jeff, is when do GMs and organizations decide that they're going to be better off helping this guy by saying no and go get yourself some help, go check in somewhere and turn him away from every single organization? When is that going to happen, Jeff?
When the desperation for quarterbacks in the NFL goes away, which is never. You know, it's funny. I put a question out there on my Twitter account at by Jeff Rich, and I asked who's going to be the next player to play his next down in the NFL. And I put Ray Rice, Johnny Manziel, Josh Gordon, and none of the above on it. And none of the above was winning by a pretty considerable margin last time I checked. Though people said Manziel might be their answer just because of how desperate teams are for quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, but you have to show that you have the ability to do it on the field. The only thing he's shown the ability to do, Jeff, is be a partier, be a guy that gets in trouble, and be a guy that wants to go make an impression, and the wrong impression at that. So,
well, you're not putting that under the magnifying glass if this guy's going out there and throwing for 350 and three touchdowns and no interceptions week in and week out. He just doesn't have anything to cover it up with, so it's the story.
Right, and when that's all you have, and you're living on your past, what you did at Texas A&M and maybe in high school, it just doesn't cut it anymore in this league. So
I don't think he wants to play football. I think he likes being a football player more than he likes playing football. And I say that about a lot of guys. Unfortunately, I say it about a lot of guys that happen to play for the Cleveland Browns.
Agree 100%. That's going to do it for hour number one. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, hour number two on the horizon. And, yes, we are going to talk some NFL football. We got two great running backs, maybe great running backs, coming to this draft. So we'll get into it. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.